You know, sometimes pizza just, it tastes really good cold. It just hit me just right.
Really?
A little leftover pizza.
I still prefer it warmed up.
I got it when I was in Stark, Vegas.
Stark, Vegas?
I was in Stark, Vegas the other day. I went to Tony's. I go, hey, Tony.
Really? A pizza place?
Give me some pizza pie. Yeah, they're real nice.
Tony?
Yeah, it's like a family thing.
Yeah.
Because I was in Waldo! Sit down. I was in Waldo.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, where's Waldo?
The Waldo that is in Alachua County.
Oh, that Waldo. Not the guy that striped a hat.
Yeah. Sure. And my buddy Harold out there at the body shop.
Yeah.
And because he put some new bumpers.
Oh, you got those.
On my truck. Yeah. I should have drove it in yesterday. Maybe I'll drive it tomorrow.
Okay.
So you can see it.
Okay.
And pretty cool.
Yeah.
They are. But anyway, yeah, that's the pizza I was eating left over from that.
I will say, is that what you were heating up yesterday? Potentially burning the building down?
Yes, in fact it was, yes.
Okay. It smelled really good.
I just want to make sure that all the fire suppression devices are working effectively here.
It's a good idea. You've had a couple, I'm not saying close calls, like the building burned down or anything, but
look.
There might have been flame at some point.
Don't blame the shooter, okay? It's not me. It's that stupid toaster oven.
Oh.
Did you like how I did that?
I do.
It's the gun's fault.
It's just like it's the oven's fault.
Except in this case, it actually is the oven's fault. Although, since I guess I know that, then I have a certain responsibility.
Yeah. It's like using a faulty gun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
That could blow up in your face.
Mm-hmm.
I had one do that.
Really?
Was that the range?
I didn't know this.
Yeah, it was, I thought I told you the story. It was like a Taurus, what was it, 38 or what, you know?
Yeah?
Revolver.
Yeah?
And I don't know why I did this, because I was told specifically not to do it.
I think you just answered your own pondering.
I bought the cheap.
Cheap ammo?
Reloads.
Oh.
Yeah, I was still new to the whole thing. It was a long time ago in a land far away. And, yeah, I'm in the indoor range where I bought the gun, which came in handy because when it exploded in my hands,
yes.
I mean, that cylinder, it just popped apart, and the frame was bent.
Wow.
I mean, I'm lucky it didn't kind of blow back at me.
Huh.
And I came out and I go, hey, is this under warranty?
There's a little part of there about not using aftermarket and reloaded ammunition.
Well, I mean, they knew me, and this was Riggs. This goes back years, but the Riggs family, and she was, you know, getting up, well, probably my age.
Back then. Years.
Yeah, she's old.
Over 60.
She said, she goes, oh, Bob, what am I going to do with you? She goes, you used reloads, didn't you? I told you not to. I said, I'm sorry. She goes, don't be so cheap.
Wow.
And
bam.
She goes, I'll take this. I'll get this warranty here, so I'll get something done. She goes, get something else. I said, well, I'm going to get what I really wanted.
Uh-huh.
The Austrian sledgehammer.
Mm.
The Glock.
No problem. Yeah,
do you hear how Greg is,
boring.
You know,
my only little mishap.
I want it to be effective. I want it to work. I know where everything is on it.
Yeah. They're good guns.
That's why I have like 8 of them.
I got nothing against them. My only weird little mishap at the range was also with a Taurus, ironically.
Huh.
But it wasn't a dangerous thing. I was actually working in the range as a basically safety. You know,
sniffing the lead? Or
No. Range officer. And there was a young couple there, and they were shooting. They were having, I could tell that they were kind of limp wristing. You know, it's like, well, no wonder
I don't like this gay bashing thing.
Oh, no, this is a whole different limp wristing.
My bad. I'm sorry.
I said, look, so I grabbed the gun, and it's a big semi-automatic, and I said, look, I had a hold of it, and I just shoved my arms out.
Right.
And, you know, put that, I said, you got to get it out there. Don't just, and when I did that forward motion.
Uh-huh.
The gun literally fell apart. The slide went flying. The spring, the rod. I mean, it's like, and I'm standing there holding a frame.
Yeah.
I said, but don't do it like that. Because there were some pieces.
You know, I had a little 25, I think it was, or a 32.
Yeah.
That was like that.
Yeah.
And it did. It literally like fell into pieces.
Fell apart. Yeah. I have no idea why it did that at that moment, but it just totally, just fell apart.
And then next thing you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd's writing a song. Saturday night special.
There you go.
put $20 in your pocket, you can have one too.
Yeah.
They ain't good for nothing. Except put a man 6 feet in a hole. They ain't even good enough for that.
No. You could hurt yourself.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Oh, I think I already told you about the Supreme Court blocking the order. You know, it was time to get rid of some people, and some judge somewhere just stood up and goes, no, oh, no, you don't. Really? You can overrule a president? Yeah, watch me. Uh-huh. Supreme Court finally had to step in. They need to address this in Congress, and you're going to get Democrats that really are not going to want to go along with it, but they have to remember that it's to the advantage of, you know, both or either parties. You don't want to have some judge in a particular area out of 266 or more jurisdictions to be able to stand up and stop the executive actions of a president.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they'll...
Well, and then you fight back on it, and they go, oh, no, the president's getting into an area that's not his, you know, his power. It's like they're separate. It's judicial. Like, no, who's messing with who here? Come on.
What about the story of this local kid that's actually from Colombia that got arrested?
That's an interesting one.
Felipe Zapata Velasquez, 27-year-old food and resource economics, third-year international student. Now, this is from the Alligator, the Independent Alligator. So you have to consider the source to some extent, right?
There's that, yeah.
Currently being detained by U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement, he's being held at the Chrome North Service Processing Center in Miami-Dade County. Not really the loveliest of places. Taken into ICE custody after being arrested in Gainesville March 28th. GPD arrested him for driving with an expired license and registration tag. Now, to kind of cut through a lot of this, he knew that his license had expired. He knew that his registration, all that, he knew that. And that is one of the reasons why they actually arrested him.
Right.
Because people sometimes... their license could be suspended, and they're not aware of it.
True.
It does happen occasionally. But in his case, apparently, he knew. So, first, according to police records, after paying a fine, ICE took custody of Zapata Velasquez and took him to Jacksonville, where deportation proceedings began. That, according to his mother, Claudia. And then he was transported to Chrome down there in Miami-Dade and was not heard from since. This was on Tuesday. A U.S. spokesperson, Cynthia Roldan, confirmed his enrollment at the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. And his mother and sister declined to comment, at least for this, said they do not want to share sensitive information before being cleared by their attorney. Apparently, he had transferred from Santa Fe and had been living here under an F-1 visa. Well, you know, he was legal, perfectly legal at one time, but here's what puts that in jeopardy. A violation such as unauthorized employment, failure to maintain full-time enrollment, or involvement in criminal activity can result in visa revocation.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it doesn't sound like he's a bad kid.
Right. But you got to toe the line when you're under these circumstances.
When you know you're, yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
You're always going to hear about, anecdotally, you're going to hear about all the stories where you go, well, maybe, well, that one, maybe. Uh-huh. No, that's what they, yeah. There's an agenda there.
Yes, there is.
Just say that. 7:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time now for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. We call in now, please. 877-975-9825. Well, good morning. Let's pump it up on a happy hump day, Trump day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:21. Time for What's Bugging You? Air it out. Get it off your mind. Get off your chest. Feel better. Lighten your load. 877-975-9825 for What's Bugging You. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Do not be one of those. Good morning, Brad. What's bugging you?
I'm still bugged by the Olympic athletes not coming out against males in women's sports, especially after Trump assumed office.
Yeah, I think the governing boards, though, have, and that was the most important thing, I believe. So if that's not true, we'll follow up on it. But the athletes themselves, yeah, I don't know what the preponderance amongst those people might be. But no, I believe the law will address it, the governing body. So in this Olympics, that will not be that won't be allowed. Let's go to Tater. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, fellow election denier. Bob Rose Show is bugging me. At 6:08 this morning, not only did you bring up Chuck Schumer, one of the most disgusting human beings alive, but you called it partisanship. And Bob is beyond partisanship. The worst, the absolutely worst, disgusting human trait there is hypocrisy. And hypocrisy lives in Chuck Schumer and the left.
Oh, yeah.
They were for tariffs in 05, and now because Trump's for it, they're against it. This is hypocrisy, and it lives there, and it's bugging me this morning. Bob, I hope you guys have a great day.
Hey, you do the same.
And we agree.
Let's go to Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me? You guys were talking about firearms before, and I got this stupidest gun I ever bought in my life. It's called a Boberg, but it's reincarnated as a Bondarm bullpup. The thing is ammo sensitive. It is a great carry gun, but if you put the wrong ammo in it, it won't feed and it makes it useless. And that's what's bugging me about that gun.
Yeah, it's cool looking though.
Yeah, let me guess. Yeah. Let me guess. The rounds that are like $8 a piece work just fine. Right?
Just put good stuff in there.
Oh, yeah. 877-975-9825. Get in now because we got a couple open lines for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Good morning, Katie. What's bugging you?
Bob, what's bugging me is when you go to the grocery store, I'm saying Walmart, and you come around a corner, you know, and you can't really see, and somebody's coming with another buggy, I automatically smile and say, oops, or go ahead, or I'm sorry. And they look at you with that look like eat poop and die.
Yeah, it's like it's like nobody has any really particular right of way per se. I know what you mean. Yeah, you see a cart sticking out. You begin to slow down as your cart sticks out there, and you make accommodations so that you can each pass safely. Yes. And yeah, I've gotten that too. Like, hey, sorry, I'm not in your way, but your perception is I am.
Yes, I usually try to make it funny, like, oh, I'm sorry, I failed the signal or something like that, just to kind of lighten them. But you're right, there's always those people.
Mm-hmm. Those people.
Their name is Karen.
Yeah.
And they live in your neighborhood. Yeah. Anyway, you know who they are.
Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's bugging me is with all these tariffists causing tariff mayhem across the world, I'm bugged that we're not hearing more advertising from that company called, I think, Public Square. You were interviewing the CEO about a year and a half ago, where everything there sold is made in America. It's our strategy to fight off the tariff woes and stuff. I just wish you would hear more advertising from them. Thanks.
We would welcome it. That's how we pay the bills. That's how we feed ourselves. But and I saw an ad, and I think it was probably on Fox News, that was a similar type company or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I looked it up, and they want a subscription fee.
Oh.
Now, and okay. And that bothered me. I'm thinking, like, no, I would like to maybe order something, see if it really is a good deal. Am I happy with the product or products before I would make further investment? Because if you pay that fee and then you're not happy, then not only do you have the purchase price, which they'd probably return, but, you know, you're out the that fee that you paid, that subscription fee. Now, but, you know, on the other hand, I thought, well, you know, that Costco does that, so does Sam's. I mean, the warehouse stores do charge you a fee to be a member.
Right. But, so, but in this scenario, it's multiple companies that they're listing. It seems more like it would be a little more fair, if you would. Maybe those companies that are going to be listed pay a small fee to be on the list so that we as the consumer can go spend money at those places, and that helps repay their little fees.
Yes, and I'm willing to support those things, but again, you're making me jump through hoops, and I want you to be profitable to survive, but like, yeah, not all on my back.
Yeah.
And or it's, or at least, you know, they could say, hey, trial. How about a trial? Yeah. Here's a 6-month trial membership. If you like the service and the prices and all that, then, you know, sign up and become a member. And I probably would. All right. Yeah. Oh, there's so much I could tell you about people who are in business that don't know how to run a business. But I'm going to get myself in any issues here, so we'll move on. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for participating in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up, are we experiencing an assassination culture? One study says yes. I'll explain next on 97.3 The Sky. People are angry. People are ugly. What's wrong with you people?
Yeah, now, you people.
Not my people.
No.
Our people, Greg.
They're awesome.
They are. That's exactly the word I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Awesomeness. Thanks so much for listening every day, for supporting what we do. Sincerely. Very much appreciated. And I've been very, very blessed. And I think Greg feels the same way.
Absolutely.
He's blessed to get to work with me. And I'm blessed that I've had this job for 23 years.
Yeah.
I got that by you pretty quick.
No, I let it go by.
Oh, you did?
Kind, yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay. Can you believe that coming up September, I've been here 8 years on the show?
It seems like 50 to me.
Oh, I know. You've only been here half that.
No, it really it has flown by. I mean, there's no doubt. It seems like just the other day you were blowing in on kind of on a hurricane. And they said,
yes.
Learn that stuff over there, like live.
Yeah. During a hurricane. Thank you very much. Appreciate
it.
Trial by fire, I'm telling you.
Well, you did a great job. And
they kept me.
And that and that will be the highlight of your broadcast career.
Oh, that's a little scary thought. No, we love what we do. Hey, speaking of our listeners, Brad checked in, sent me an email about a conversation that we were having the other day on Cheetos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's on my side. He likes the crunchier ones better.
Well, I told you my story was baked my whole life. Baked.
Yeah,
puffy,
right.
Whatever you want to call them. Puffed.
Yeah.
Always.
Right.
And then Jay and I years ago, so it doesn't seem like over 8 years ago, but it had to be. And we got into the whole thing, and I said baked.
Right.
And then he said, no, crunchy.
Jay was crunchy? Okay.
And then,
way to go, Jay. You're right, by the way.
And then I gave the crunchy another shot. I mean, we're talking like probably 40 years.
Yeah.
Because I tried one. And I tried one this time, and I go, oh.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with those. In fact, they're pretty good. Now, I wouldn't say I've switched over completely, but I used to say, I go, oh, no. No, thanks. Now I'm like, okay, sure.
There you go.
So your taste buds do change. And
so, thanks, Brad. Appreciate the support.
The palate can become slightly more sophisticated as we age and climb our way up into that aristocratic world, and we start drinking Dom Perignon and eating hors d'oeuvres. Don't drive over anyone with your Jeep, Greg. Do not run over people with your Jeep.
But I drive in Gainesville a lot, and it's just so tempting.
Hey, have you, I know you're not a big beach guy, but have you taken it out to the beach yet?
No.
Are you ever going to?
Don't know.
Can I tell you why? Can I tell everybody why?
Hold on. I'm going to write it down and see if you, if your answer is right.
Does it start with an S?
Yeah.
It's because you don't want sand.
Oh, no.
Oh, salt water.
Yes. I see people driving through the water. I'm like, well, yeah, let's put salt water in every possible nook and cranny of something that can rust.
Yeah, no. So anyway. Driving on the beach, at least what we're most of us are familiar with over there, Crescent and North up, you know, St. Aug Beach.
Uh-huh.
No, they don't let you ride in the water. You're going to have a lane that you have to follow for safety reasons.
Sure.
So something like a Florida man laying on a towel does not get run over.
Oh, my.
But it only works when people stay in the travel lanes. Now, this was, they're calling it Ormond. I thought it would actually technically be Daytona, but I'm not going to argue. Where you can drive on the beach. It's not really, you're not really driving on the beach per se. I guess you're driving really to park, but you're not tooling down like we can in you know, where we go over in Crescent North. And I love that. I love the ability to do that. And maybe it's easy for me to say because I can't afford a house on the beach anyway.
Yeah.
But I just love it. I just love it.
So this guy was not driving where he was supposed to? Laying where he was supposed to?
The guy was...
you shouldn't lay in
the guy was the roadkill almost.
Ooh.
A Florida man. And it's not fair because it's not his fault. A Florida man was peacefully sunbathing on the beach and then found himself screaming bloody murder in the sand when a Jeep ran over his head and body. Colson Janey, 33, miraculously survived being rolled over, allegedly by a 61-year-old woman attempting to park her Wrangler on Ormond Beach, where the beachgoers were soaking up the sun. This was Saturday morning. And the terrifying ordeal left the Ocala man reeling in agony and then forced to undergo emergency surgery. He said, yeah, I must have dozed off. I looked up and there was a tire rolling over my head. Yeah. And he said, I was just screaming. Bloody murder. I was in so much pain.
I'll bet.
Apparently, the Jeep driver was reportedly just attempting to back into a parking spot. I'm not going to make a comment about women drivers, women's ability or non-ability to back up. I'm just not going to go there.
But you just did.
Betsy. But anyway, look, Betsy's backed in and hit our own supports for our carport.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops.
Yeah. And I told her, I go, you don't have to back in. She goes, yeah, but then I have to back out. And I'm thinking...
But if you're backing out, there's not a wall or a support there.
Right.
It's open.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Okay, moving on.
So
we don't want you to get in too much trouble.
Oh, yeah, she might be on her way to work right now. That's not good. I mean, it is good that she's working. Yes, that is good. Anyway, the Jeep driver reportedly, you know, didn't hear or see anything until she saw, like, a forearm and a mangled leg sticking out.
Ooh.
Yeah. And that's when she knew there was a problem. Anyway, he had a clean break, femur, forearm, and titanium rod they put in there, and also suffered bruising to his face and body. The Jeep driver, she waited at the scene, cooperated with investigators. Good. She got a ticket for careless driving. Deputy said no sign of any impairment. And... Janey, however, feels fortunate to live another day. Looks forward to making a full recovery. I'm just thankful to be alive and able to walk again at some point. So, yeah, you think you're like in the safe zone. It's like, I make sure I give myself a little, you know, a little bit of a cushion there. In other words, there are some people, this is a pet peeve of Betsy's big time. There are some people that, you know how you park and you've got to park out of the travel lane,
right?
But you can't park up on the dunes,
right?
For obvious reasons.
Sure.
So yeah, it's a pretty narrow thing. That's where you park. And there are people that'll park and then they put their chairs out and they hang out right there
and take up a parking spot.
Well, not only do they take up a parking spot, but do they really want to like sniff the car exhaust as every car is driving by, like right in your face? It's like you've got an ocean right over there. The beautiful sounds,
to the beach
surf,
side, yes.
And yet, some people do, a lot of people do, and I'm like, that is weird. It's just weird.
Yeah. That's parking. This is driving. Then you go to the beach part so you can be by the beach.
I mean,
I get that.
Look, don't get me wrong. I'm lazy too.
Uh-huh.
But to carry a couple of chairs in that tent, you know, 25 feet and be, you know, near the ocean.
Yeah.
It is, kind of the point. Is not that much of a struggle.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I like it.
Some people want to be. I guess they're so attached to their vehicle.
Jeep, yeah.
Yeah. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great.
One of the things that I love, and I love going to Crescent Beach. It's one of my favorite beaches. But during the busier times of the year, there is so much entertainment watching people drive by and get stuck in the sand. And then you watch these people that don't know how to get out of the sand. And I think my favorite one was, it was at Ford F-150. They forgot to put on the four-wheel drive. And they stopped and they started gunning it and dug themselves into a deep axle hole. And then these people get out there drunk and they're trying to do it. And the people are spinning the tires in the sand shooting right in their face.
Wow.
I mean, I've never seen more entertainment, you know? It's almost like Laurel and Hardy, if you remember those guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, I got a story relating to that. Somebody got stuck in a ditch at a party, mm-hmm. you know, down in Punta Gorda.
Yeah.
And everybody has like a swell out in front. That's just yes. their drainage. Somebody got like stuck like that. And I said, hey, I'm your driving expert. I go out there. I go, come on, guys. Give me a hand.
Uh-huh.
Give me a push.
Right.
That's what I did. I covered like four of my... And they were my buddies, at least at the time.
Word,
covered
were.
Them head to toe. And I got the vehicle out. So I'm like, yeah, I'm a hero. And then I look over and they're just standing there like, they're going to kill me.
Yeah.
But I know what you're talking about. Over on the beach, they put a sign up right there on the entrance.
Yeah.
About four-wheel drive only. And it changes day. It changes day to day. Sometimes you do get a good packed sand and you don't have to have four-wheel right. drive. But when you do, they put the sign out. But people are, Scotty, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks, Greg, Bob. There, I was there this last weekend, and it was four-wheel drive only, and I had an all-wheel drive vehicle, and I barely made it 30 feet, and a guy got stuck in front of me. So I pulled into a place, and then hours went by, and then everybody was getting stuck. Four-wheel drives were getting stuck on the way out, just huge four-wheel drives. And one guy tried making it in without four-wheel drive, and blocked the whole entrance for about an hour.
Oh.
This is the worst I've ever seen in my life.
It can be a cluster.
So there was a guy got stuck right by us, before us, in a huge four-wheel drive. I like told my wife, we got to go now or we'll never make it out. So.
I was over there. I didn't have a problem. But, again, I'm an expert driver. And also it has to do with clearance. You could have an all-wheel drive vehicle.
Sure.
But if you don't have ground clearance, those ruts get so deep. And that happened with an all-wheel drive Toyota years ago. We got stuck exactly because of that. The sand goes up too high.
Yep.
And I mean,
you bottom out.
Yeah, you bottom out. That's it. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day. And the Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you get your podcast. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. 97.3 The Sky. That's how you know it was the 80s. Everybody felt like it was in their contract. Hey, can you put some stupid synthesizer in this song?
And you took like the greatest guitar player on the planet at the time, pretty much, and put him behind a keyboard.
Yeah.
Wrong. Just so wrong.
And that's why Sammy Hagar had to come in and fix everything.
Ah.
Nah, I like both incarnations of Van Halen, who we're referring to,
by the way. Yeah.
All right. What do you want to talk about, Greg? We got your top story. It's very exciting. Let's talk about tariffs.
Let's talk about
the intricacies of tariffs.
We have to.
And how that also can relate to an exchange rate and currency levels and supply and demand things like that. We could. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so. Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Hey, something because we had so many calls on Mondays, things that make you smile. I did not get to share my smile. Remember that?
Well, anytime there's an opportunity, we will take all the smiles we can get, Greg.
And it kind of relates to the beach a little bit. I had my first experience enjoying a friend's airboat over the weekend. Jen and I, my hot wife Jen, got together with our friends Michael and Holly on Saturday. We were at Cedar Key. And hey, Paul and Joni, it was great to see you guys for lunch, too. And it was a blast. I had never done it before. You know, I like big engines. You know, water depends on the situation. But it was a blast. And what I didn't expect to see were so many dolphins. And they were, like, feeding. And they were, like, you know, how they'll, like, you know, bring kind of herd the fish in that they're looking to eat. They kind of herd them in. And then they were going after them. It was really great because they're, like, you got to reach out and pet them right off the side of the boat. It was great.
I wouldn't do it while they're eating.
I wouldn't either because I don't want to be lunch. But it was fun.
That is cool.
I'd never been on one before. Yeah.
Did it go fast?
Yeah, he got up. The water was a little choppy, so we didn't go out as far as we wanted to, just because it would be rough.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a blast. Enjoyed it. So again, thanks, Michael and Holly. Appreciate it. Had a good time.
All right.
Yep.
Apparently, there's some a nickname for Michael that a guy played pickleball with.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was a different Michael, so just to clarify.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It was somebody that worked because he worked with Paul. Oh, he worked for Paul.
Oh, okay. That would be it. Oh, okay. Yes,
it was a bust your chops kind of a thing, so maybe it's best
I don't. You didn't play pickleball with Michael. You played with someone who knew him.
Who worked for him.
That's different. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
But you probably, if you know a nickname for somebody that didn't
well,
come
I'm
from
not
going to
stir up any trouble because the person who told me the nickname is an Ohio State fan. So right there, you have to question.
Credibility.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, but we love you, Doug.
There
Keep listening. Yeah, Doug, he was, he sat through the Gators. We had a few people over, so he's courteous enough to come on out for the social aspect of it, even though he is, you know, not a Gator fan.
Right.
And but we had a nice time with a bunch of good people. It's the pickleball is it's a lot of fun. The whole social aspect of it, it's just a lot more relaxed than, you know, the whole tennis thing. Tennis is similar and sociable and stuff like that, but the pickleball is much more relaxed, and it's faster paced when you're playing, but yet there's a little more chit-chat in between, and people aren't quite as serious.
So is it less competitive in that it's like you're not trying to be McEnroe or something, but you're trying to just have some fun, but I hope you still win?
I mean, everybody's competitive. Everybody wants to win. I mean, that's by nature, I think, in most cases. But, it's not. It doesn't get heated.
Mm-hmm.
Tennis with calls, it can get heated.
I can see that.
Now, if you play on clay, you have the advantage of it sometimes leaving a mark so that there's something to determine
there's evidence.
So when you know where the mark is and the other person's denying it, it gets a little heated. But you don't see that in pickleball.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. I didn't get to the topic I was supposed to. I apologize, and I will get to it coming up next on the Bob Rose Show. This kind of culture, assassination culture, that we're living in. I know it sounds awful because, frankly, it is. I'll share it with you next.